الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن من خياركم أحاسنكم أخلاقا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دول شيء بالله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entry to Madinatul Munawwara was something symbolic to the people of Madinatul Munawwara, the Ansari companions. As mentioned in the last session, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his camel, Qaswa, and behind him was Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Everyone in Madinatul Munawwara came out to greet Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. The young boys and girls were singing the very famous poetry, Nazam Tala al-Badru alayna, Wajab al-Shukru alayna. And the nazm that often, alhamdulillah, a lot of the children read in the Jalsa programs. In fact, even the women came out and they climbed up the rooftops to see the blessed face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a crowd to come and greet Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was one of the reasons why Aap sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on the camel, so everyone could see Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam very, very clearly. Everyone wanted Aap sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be their guest, and they would have that honor to serve Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam in Madinatul Munawwara. Aap sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not want to disappoint any of the Ansari companions, and he said to them that, "This is my camel Qaswa, wherever it stops, that is what Allah has decreed for me, and it will be that person, the fortunate one, who will have the opportunity to do my khidmat with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala." Qaswa camel toured the entire city of Madinatul Munawwara until it entered the area, the qabila of Banu Najjar. Banu Najjar were the maternal relations of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were connected to Hazrat Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Ab sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on his Qaswa, and the camel was absolutely free to go, and it stopped at the house of the famous companion Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah, how lucky he is, to get that opportunity. The very first companion. And his fame is due to the fact that everyone knows him, that he is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to do khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He and the mother did the khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The house of Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala had two floors. When Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam came down from the camel, Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala did his khidmat, provided everything for him, the meals, etc. And he said to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, "It would be better for you to stay upstairs on the top floor." In the beginning, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that it's better for me to be downstairs, because a lot of the people, the Ansari companions, were coming to greet Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, and it would be of inconvenience that the women folks should be downstairs and the other Ansari companions would come. So Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Ayyub Ansari that, "You stay on the top floor and I will be on the ground floor. But the adab, the ikram, the companions had. And today, some of these people, when you say to them that, look, Qibla is that way, don't stretch your legs towards the Qibla, what do they say? In which hadith does it say? In which hadith does it say? Ye akal ke bhoot log. In which hadith? There is no hadith. It's not a matter of hadith, my brothers, it's a matter of adab. What you receive by adab and ikram, subhanallah, you don't get that in books. It's all about adab. It's all about ta'zeem. You wouldn't sit in mataf and stretch your legs towards the Qibla. One wouldn't anyway. The Quran also. Subhanallah. And there are people who put the Quran on the floor, the hadith on the floor. There is no izzat. And the Sahaba Ikram Ajmaeen had great izzat, great takreem there. They did adab of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala and found it difficult to walk in the middle part of the room. He says, if I walk in the middle part of the room, that means I am walking on top of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you see the extension of Madinatul Munawwara, the present, the new extension does not cover the dome part where Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hujra is. The second floor is only on the new section, not the old part. The old part is just like how it was. It's all behind the new section. So one can perform salat on the top. And in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was just that hujra where Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. So Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala and the mother would cling onto the side walls and walk towards the side of the wall. And they would say, how can we walk? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting downstairs. And this news was given to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an, Ayyub, it would be better for you, radiyallahu ta'ala an, that you stay downstairs and let me go upstairs. SubhanAllah. This is the adab. This is ta'zim. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went upstairs and the family members of Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an came downstairs. In the hadith it comes that when they would give food to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, and when the plates were given back, the mother and the son, Hazrat Ayyub Ansari, would eat exactly from that spot where Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam would have put the auspicious fingers. Once they found out that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not touch any of the food that was prepared, and they were worried. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Ayyub Ansari that the food was prepared today with onions. And it is not jais for me to eat the onions, but it is lawful for you to eat onions. That is why I have not touched the food that has been prepared. This was extreme love of Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in. The house of Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an, again has great history connected to Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Mu'arrikheen have said that once there was this king of Yemen whose name was Tubba. And this king was a pious man. A man who loved the company of ulama, the company of learned people, the company of scholars. And whenever he traveled, he would travel with these scholars, pious people with him. I just today in the afternoon was talking about great leaders and kings. Subhanallah. Sultan Shamsuddin Al-Tamash Rahmatullah Alayhi, the king of Delhi. The king of Delhi. What a king he was, that when his sheikh died, the sheikh made wasiyah that it is not jais for anyone to read my Salatul Janaza, but only with a few conditions. And this is a king we are talking about. A famous king of India, Sultan Shamsuddin Al-Tamash, Rahmatullah Alayh. One of the conditions was that the one who reads Salatul Janaza, the first condition is that from puberty until present time, he must have never gazed at a woman who is ghair mahram to him. Now, isn't that a very hard condition? बालिग होने के बाद किसी गैर महरम की तरफ देखा ना हो. मूसा भाई इज बैक, माशाल्लाह माशाल्लाह जी. हाँ जी. तो फ्रॉम द एज ऑफ प्यूबर्टी ही मस्ट नॉट हैव सीन एनीवन हु इज अ गैर महरम. कंडीशन वन. नंबर टू, ही इज सो पाबंद, सो पंक्चुअल ऑफ हिज सलात. द सेकंड कंडीशन द शेख पुट्स is that he must never have missed his four sunans, four sunnats of Asr Salat. Okay, look at the condition. And the third condition is that he must never have seen the heavens but only in the condition of wuzu. Asman ki taraf nigaah uthi ho, wuzu ki halat. Upar dekhna only in the condition of wuzu. And the fourth condition, tahajjud. And the janazah is there of the sheikh, and this is the wasiyat. Great, great ulama sulaha are there. If the first condition is fulfilled, the second one is not there. If two conditions are there, the third one is not there. If three are there, the fourth one is not there. Sultan, the king, Sultan, they were not Saddam Hussein and Malik Fahad. Aji? What Allah wale log the, mere aziz. And Sultan Shamsuddin Al-Tamash is quietly standing there, and nobody is there coming out to perform Salatul Janazah. And when Sultan Shamsuddin comes out and he starts to cry, he says, today my Sheikh has revealed everything of my ibadat. SubhanAllah. And the king performs Salat. He says, all these conditions fit me well and perfect. Kaise aadmi honge us zamane mein, haan ji, mere aziza? Zara soche. So again, this great king, the king of Yemen, whose name was Tubba, he would travel with scholars. At one time when he left Yemen, he passed to Yathrib, which was known at that time, Madinatul Munawwara now, but at that time it was known as Yathrib. When he got there with the scholars, 400 ulama were with him, and all of them said that to the king Tubba, that we have to stop here. And all the ulama looked at the date trees and Madinatul Munawwara and how it is geographically. And straight away they said to the king of Yemen that all of us want to stay here and settle here on this land. The king said, what for? And the ulama said to him that we are learned scholars, we know the scriptures. We are confident 101% that this is the land which is Darul Hijra, the land of migration, for the last prophet to come, and the signs are visible that he will come very, very soon now. Our desire is to leave Yemen and to settle here if you give us permission. Saddam deta permission. Go back to, what is the capital? Huh? Baghdad, Ajib. Go back to Baghdad. Anti-ulama. What is it? Anti-ulama. SubhanAllah. Straight away, the king of Yemen, Tubba, said, as you wish. And 400 houses were built in Madinatul Munawwara at that time, Yathrib, in that area, for 400 scholars. He was a rich man. And every single one of them, SubhanAllah, settled there with their family members. And the king himself stayed there for a bit, gave them the money, and it was like a little city made up of 400 scholars. And in the middle was this beautiful house made, empty house. And the Amir of the ulama, the one who was old in age, the king called him and said that, this one house I have built for the last prophet who will come, whose name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, because I am the king of Yemen, I have to go back. I have to go back. But you stay here. I have written a letter. And if the last prophet comes in your time, give him my letter and inform me straight away, and I will come and become his khadim. SubhanAllah. And this is the empty house as a gift from me to the last messenger. That when the last messenger comes, he should stay here. And Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an is from the children of that great alim to whom the letter was given, and that house where Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an was staying was that actual house which was gifted by the king of Yemen for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to stay. So in actual fact, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was only staying in his own house. Subhanallah, ulama. And this was how facility was given to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam in every way. And the letter that was written, Khalid bought there. And the letter that was written was also given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam by Hazrat, it's been rubbed out. And the letter that was written by this king, Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an had, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam read that letter. And this letter was written by this king of Yemen. Shahidtu ala Ahmada Rasulun min Allahi barin naseem. I testify that Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Prophet of Allah ta'ala. فَلَوْ مَدَّ عُمْرِي إِلَىٰ عُمْرِهِ لَكُنْتُ وَزِيرًا لَهُ وَابْنَ عَمٍ. If I live long to meet him, I will help him in every way. وَجَاهِدْتُ بِالسَّيْفِ أَعْدَاهُ وَفَرَّجْتُ عَنْ صَدْرِهِ كُلُّ غَمٍ. I will fight with my sword with those who are his enemies, and I shall comfort him from all difficulties. Kitna khubsurat. Put it back, Harim. Kitna khubsurat. Or kitna pyara khat. And this letter was given to Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam by Hazrat Ayyub Ansari. Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an was that child in the time in which Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam came. So for generations this letter was preserved. And it is said all the Ansari companions are the children of these 400 ulama. All the Madani companions are the children of all these ulama. With exclusion to the Yahud that had moved there. And they were not Arabs, Ahle Yahud, that came from Sham to settle there. Again, because of the scriptures that were there. These are the Ansari, the forefathers of the Ansari companions. Subhanallah. Dekhe, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke liye kitni safai. How much facility was given to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why one story comes to mind when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he married Hazrat Hajar, and Hazrat Hajar is the mother of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ordered him to leave Hazrat Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam in the city of Makkah, Makkatul Mukarramah, and the story of Zamzam, etc. we have heard, alhamdulillah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left the wife, Hazrat Hajar and Hazrat Ismail there, and he went back to Sham, the area of Canaan and Philistine. This mu'ajiza of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was such that he would walk from Palestine to Makkatul Mukarramah within a few hours. Yeah? And this is what is known as huquq, to give haq to those that are under you. And because the wife and the son was there, he was worried, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that mu'ajiza that he would walk from Palestine and get there in a matter of a few hours. Like in the olden days, they had camels and they would travel through the means of animals, it would take months and months. Today, alhamdulillah, we have planes. Today you are having breakfast in Leicester and you can have dinner in Jeddah. Because of technology. If insan has this technology, if Allah wants to give technology as mu'ajiza to the prophets, what is so difficult? So he would often visit Hazrat Hajar and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. Eventually when Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam grew up, he married from the tribe of Juhrum, Ghaliban, Juhrum. And this lady who he married, once Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salatu was salam was not at the house, Ibrahim alayhi salam came to visit the son. He knocked on the door, and the lady opened the door, and she noticed that it is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. And he did his ta'aruf, Ibrahim alayhi salam, I am Ibrahim, the father. He said, how is Ismail? And how are you? How is your condition? And she says, oh, Ismail alayhi salam is okay. And she started to complain. We are living in hard times. Sometimes no food, no money, no nothing. Difficult times. Life is very, very hard. For days, we have no food. And complaining to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam heard everything of her and said to her, now do me one favor. When my son comes, Ismail, tell him that he has to change the front platform of his house. Apni chaukat ko badal dale. Tell him to change, what's the matter, Omar, are you okay? Tell him to change the front platform of his house. Ab woh aurat kya samjhi, kuch na samjhi. Aakhir aurat aurat hoti hai na. Mothers and sisters are listening at home also, huh? Be very careful, huh? I'm just relating to you exactly what is mentioned in the kitab. And it will also be a means of islah. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the great prophet, came back. And she said, well, Ibrahim alayhi salam came, your father, gave salam. And this is what he said. He says, this is what he said, are you sure? He says, yes, 101%. He says, well, I'll have to divorce you. Tumhe talaq dene ki zarurat hogi. Ab bade aadmiyon ki bari baat hoti hai mere azizo. Kya hai? Bade logon ki bari baat hoti hai. Don't forget. Here, it is not the decision of an ordinary man. It is the decision of the father of all the prophets, who is Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is inspired by Allah at all times. Revelation comes to him. Wahi comes to him. So whatever he says, it is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam said to her, well, talaq is for you. If my father has said, I have to give you talaq, talaq. And she left. Subhanallah, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam remarried again another lady. After a few months, the father Ibrahim alayhi salam again came from Sham to meet Ismail alayhi salam. It so happens that Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was not at the house. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam knocked on the door, she opened the door from behind. She greeted the father-in-law, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And again Ibrahim alayhi salam says, how are you? How is everything? How are you living? How is Ismail alayhi salam treating you? And she saying, oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah, all is well. Allah has given us everything. And the conditions were absolutely the same as in the to the previous meeting with the wife, the first wife. But here the lady is doing shukr. That alhamdulillah, everything is well. We have no difficulty, and little difficulty comes, but alhamdulillah, that is what Allah wills. Everything, alhamdulillah, happens by the will of Allah. And the only thing that Ibrahim alayhi salam heard from her was alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said to her that when my son comes, tell him to look after the front platform of his house and to look after this house all the time. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam came back. The wife said that this is what Ibrahim alayhi salam says. Oh, is this what he said? He says, yes. He says, that means that you have to stay with me all the time. And our nikah is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here the Mufassireen have mentioned and have explained to us this incident. That why in the first condition Ibrahim alayhi salam said that talaq must be given, and in the second condition. Let us not forget, the Mufassireen have said that it is through the genealogy of Ismail alayhi salam that Ab sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to be born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept a woman who will be known as one of the mothers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam And Allah does not accept that lady to hold that title that she is one of the mother of the Prophet who is disappreciative to the ni'mat, to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is because of that Allah discarded her, that she is not worth to be in that position and to be honored with being one of the mothers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Ab dekhein ki ye kitni jo hai bari shaan hai. Shikwa, shikayat karna, Allahu very, very wrong. Here this lady became mahroom, otherwise, subhanallah, she was the first wife of Ismail alayhi salam. Allah did not accept the very first mother, one of the mothers, but she was the first mother of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, and she would be of that character. Allah did not accept. Subhanallah. That is why Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would say that we would see three moons and no food would be cooked in the household of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. As in 2 months would pass by and there was no food in the house. 2 months. And the nephew of Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Urwa, said to Hazrat Aisha, then how did you stay alive 2 months without food? And she would say that, aswadain, we would stay alive by drinking water, zamzam water and khajur. And that is all we had. This is all the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had in the house. But no shikayat. No complaint, ever. None of the wives ever said to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, oh, you are the messenger of Allah, mashallah. If you want, Uhud Pahar, the mountain of Uhud would become gold for you. And here 2 months have passed by and we have no food. No complaint. Subhanallah. And this is the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Great, great lesson is to be learned from this, my respected brothers. Again, for Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here the king of Yemen writes a letter and a house is built for Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, and all the parents of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, father and mother, all absolutely pure, with the most perfect character. And subhanallah, when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Madinatul Munawwara, the doors of mercy, the doors of hidayat opened up. Even the Jews who were stubborn, when they saw Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, the locks of kufr had opened up. There was this big university in Madinatul Munawwara of the Jews which was known as Baytul Madaris. Baytul Madaris. And the Jews of Madinatul Munawwara spoke fluent Arabic. Yeah, fluent Arabic. And the big university in that city was Baytul Madaris. Once Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading Surah Yusuf, and one of the scholars came to meet Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading Surah Yusuf. He stopped and he heard the qira'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and he said that, what are you reading? And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the Quran revealed to me by Hazrat Jibreel Amin. And the Jews said to him that it is very similar to the Torah. And you have full information of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. And he says, yes, we have full information of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. He went back to the university and he called all the other great scholars, Jewish rabbis that were there. They came and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read in front of them Surah to Yusuf. After that, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his auspicious back to them and they saw the seal of prophethood where it said Muhammad Rasulullah, and in that majlis all of the Jews embraced Islam.
Subhanallah.
All of the Jews. That is why in this day and age, my respected brothers, hidayat comes easy and dalalat comes easy. One can become a Muslim very easily and one can become a murtad also very easily. Subhanallah. I said on Wednesday I will talk about this couple, Christian couple. The husband was working in Jeddah and the wife was also based there. And the wife was, they would go shopping in Jeddah and she would see a lot of people, mashallah, wearing ihram, but she does not know what is ihram. She would question the husband that, what are these two towels that the men are wearing, covering the body? Aapne dekha hai na? Aur ihram bandhna bada mushkil kaam hota hai, right? Except for those, mashallah, British people are used to going to Umrah every year. And nowadays even the ihrams are very fashionable. Some have, mashallah, buttons and, you know, can pin it up. Hai na? Ji, dekhe. Ajeeb ajeeb ihram hote. So she said to the husband that, what are these two towels? And the husband had stayed there. He says, oh, these are Muslims, they come here for pilgrimage. And in the city of Makkah, and they come to visit the Prophet, their Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of a sudden this lady says, I have this great urge and desire to see this city of Makkah. And the husband says, be very careful, eh? You'll get your head decapitated here. Saudi Arabia, bhai. Anything can happen. The wife is saying, no, no, we have to go. One day, again, pressure coming from the woman. The husband says, okay, I'll take you for a drive. Both of them went for a drive, and on the motorway, mashallah, you've seen the motorway there? There was a sign of Makkah. And she says, yeah, turn to Makkah. The husband turned the wheel to Makkah. Makkatul Mukarrama. Both of them are what? Christians. Obviously, he had visa, work permit to stay there. And husband and wife, because in Jeddah you see a lot of even non-Muslims dress up, even the women want to wear the black abaya. It's not difficult for someone to dress up as a Muslim there. And both of them were dressed up in such a way that it would be difficult for one to tell that are they Muslims or not. Anyway, they went, and where the checkpoint came, where it says, all Muslims please turn right. And this is where the husband is saying that we might as well now turn. I don't think it is right for us to continue the journey. The lady was strong in her spirit. So she says, no, no, just go. I want to see what is Makkah. And these men who wear two towels, what are they doing? Just baat hai is aurat ko bhai. And the husband also says, okay, let us go. And the policemen were there drinking kahwa. What were they doing? And they look at some people and say, go, go, go. And these were the lucky people also. Why? Happy-go-lucky people. Ji, jaane do. Shall we be listening? Eh? And husband and wife, Christian, both of them entered. They passed the boundaries, subhanAllah. You went into Makkatul Mukarrama, and when you enter this beautiful city, Makkah, and when you see the subhanAllah, what a beautiful manzar. That attraction when you see, especially after Asr and in the night when Maghrib comes and Isha, when thousands and thousands of people are doing tawaf, tawaf, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanAllah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these two Christians are just stunned, mesmerized, and just standing there. And she says that tears were flowing out from her eyes. The woman was crying and the husband was crying. The woman was crying and the husband was crying. Subhanallah, when they saw Khanah Kaaba, they didn't know what to do, obviously. They came out of the masjid, they met someone, and they explained the whole situation to them. And alhamdulillah, in that majlis, both of them recited the kalima and they became Muslims.
Subhanallah.
And she put on a full hijab, full top to bottom parda. The husband also, mashallah. And this is hidayat. Allah gives hidayat.
Yes,
this lady had the jazba to come, and this is hidayat. She entered the haram and sharif, and she saw Khanah Kaaba, and subhanallah, and hidayat is given to her. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kudrat, my respected brothers. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Zulfiqar Saab once said that when he went to Russia, he visited this city where they were all Russians, no Muslims, no Muslims. The only Muslim was Maulana Zulfiqar Saab and two or three brothers that were accompanying him. And imagine going to Russia. full of these, you know, communist ideas. Imam Zulfikar, mashallah, big beard, white jabba, pagri, subhanAllah, great scholar. And this lady saw Maulana Zulfikar Sahib and she came, and Maulana Zulfikar Sahib says in that area all intellectual people were staying, all universities, all doctors, posh people were staying there, learned scholars were there. And when this lady saw this man there, who is this man? She came, greeted him, spoke to him in English. Maulana spoke to her, said, I am a Muslim, explained to her a bit of Islam. On that very spot, she said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And she said to Maulana that I have 35 doctors in the complex there. And I think it would be interesting for you that if you went to them and spoke to them about Islam, all of them understand English, all professional people. In Russia, aur naam bhi unhone liya, a Russian naam tha, which I don't remember. And Maulana went there in that building and he gave a bayan in English for approximately 1 hour. And then there was a question and answer session. The question was that, why is it that you say Islam is the right religion and Christianity and other religions are wrong? This was the subject and Maulana explained to them. SubhanAllah, after the bayan, all the doctors, 35 people of them embraced Islam. Kalma. And when Maulana was leaving, they said that there is no Muslim here. How are we going to look after ourselves? You haven't even taught us how to pray. What are we to do? And some of the people that were there, they came up with this idea that if you show us how you perform salat, we would film you, record you, and at least we would have that videotape, how the woman should perform salat and how the men folk should perform salat, and we will learn from this. And the ulama that were there, they gave fatwa that because of this special reason it is jaiz, and one of the alim performed salat. And the cameraman that was called, when he saw Maulana Zulfikar Sahib, even before filming how to perform salat, he went to Maulana Zulfikar and he says, I also want to become a Muslim. Allah. Now this is not a fairy tale. Maulana asked him that why? He says, well, in the night I saw a dream that tomorrow in the morning you will meet so and so person, and in my dream I saw your face, exactly the clothes that you are wearing, and a group of Muslims will be there and you have to follow him. So I have no doubt that that one Lord is giving me guidance and that I should become a Muslim. So cameraman also becomes a Muslim, 35 of these intellectual people also become Muslim, and subhanAllah, in that one city where there were none, no Muslims at all, now you have 36 to 37 Muslims. Ab hidayat kitni aam ho gayi. And this is the barakat of Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that I am here as rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy for all, every single one, all the nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers, to make shukr of what Allah has given us, and that we become thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we request, alhamdulillah, we beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our death comes in the condition of iman. He is samad, he is baniyaz, subhanallah. He can remove anyone and substitute us. He is not muhtaj. A lot of the brothers, I forgot to say something in Jummah, sometimes when brothers complain that the business is not good, Last year there was a lot of profit, and this year there is no profit. Respected brothers, the reason for that, ki usne kisi ek ni'mat ki na qadri ki hui hoti hai, jiski wajah se wo profit chali jati hai. When he makes na qadr of one ni'mat, and because of that the profit goes. So all the time a great lesson for us to learn, especially in the story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is the sifat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. At all times, Alhamdulillah. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. Allah tests you in the wealth, in your health, in the food, in your businesses, in your money. Everything, it is a test. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When calamity comes to an individual, the great lesson for us is قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Everything happens by the will of Allah. We are of Allah and we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua kar le, durushe par le. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min az-zalimin. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma tawaffana musliman walhiqna bis-salihin. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.